50, an act to revise certain provisions regarding the state's accounting system and the financial statements prepared by the Bureau of Finance and Management.
Senate Bill 50 has had its second reading. It's up for final consideration. Are there any remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Clavin.
Thank you, Madam President, and ladies and gentlemen of the Senate. I do have Senate Bill 50, and you have it before you. It is at the request of Bureau of Finance and Management, and Government Operations and Audit is presenting this bill to you. It basically is dealing with the accounting practices of the state. And as we go through the bill, if you'd like to look at the bill, Section 1 is amending SDCL 4-4-4. And the amendment to this statute establishes that any accounting system used by any state agency or any component unit of state government shall be designed to meet the financial accounting and reporting requirements of the generally accepted accounting principles. And you'll hear that often, generally accepted accounting principles, GAAP. The original statute established fund types and account group entities to be used by the state and local governments except for higher education. Based on recent changes to the generally accepted accounting principles, this statute no longer agrees with the reporting structure required for state and local governments. And we did then amend, as you see at the bottom of Section 1, we amended out the part that talks about on page 3, the top of page 3, issued by governmental accounting standards boards, because we are putting in generally accepted accounting principles, period, and that's the documents that we're adhering to. Section 2, the original statute established fund types for the institutions of higher education. Based on recent changes to the generally accepted accounting principles, this statute no longer agrees with the reporting structure required for institutions of higher education. Then the amendment to SDCL 4-4-4 will include institutions of higher education as they are considered a component unit of state government. And if you'll look at the amendment following Section 3, that entire section has been put back that we had taken out. If you look up above, lines 9 through 14 was taken, deleted, and it will be re-amended back as part of the Regents 1352 section of Code of Law. Then Section 3, as I go ahead, 4-4-6, this statute establishes that the Bureau of Finance and Management shall annually prepare financial statements for the state of South Dakota, and these financial statements shall be prepared in accordance with generally accepted accounting principles. The original statute established that these financial statements shall include all funds and account groups of the state. Based on recent changes to the generally accepted accounting principles, this requirement of the statute no longer agrees with the reporting structure required for the financial statements for the state of South Dakota. And as I told you before, on page 5, lines 9 through 14 deleted, but they were added again as Section 4. So those will go back with the Board of Regents statutes. Based on recent changes to generally accepted accounting principles that are called GAAP, it is necessary to revise with the South Dakota codified laws. The recent changes to GAAP are in direct conflict with the state's SDCLs and would prevent the Bureau of Finance Management from annually preparing financial statements for the state of South Dakota that are in accordance with GAAP without violating state statute. Senate Bill 50 will amend SDCL to allow the Bureau of Finance and Management to produce the state's financial statements in accordance with GAAP while keeping in compliance with the state's code of law. This bill also provides a more general description of the requirements of financial reporting. The general language will allow for any changes to GAAP, the general accounting practices, the reporting requirements, and still be in compliance with the code of law. In Section 1, as I had mentioned earlier, the state is required to meet the generally accepted accounting principles issued by Governmental Accounting Standards Board. And this is the document that is used, and it's the Governmental Accounting Standards Board. Both Sections 1 and Section 3 needed to be revised to eliminate issued by the Government Accounting Standards Board. The possibility exists that organizations other than government organizations could be required to be reported as part of the state's financial statements. Those other organizations may be required to follow accounting principles that do not comply to government organizations, and one possible examination of such an organization may be a university foundation. Then, as we told you earlier, an amendment was also done to Senate Bill 50, adding Section 4 to this bill. Section 4 amends Chapter 1352 of State Code, adds a new section to the education laws. It was determined that the last paragraph of the Code of Law 4-4-4.1 regarding endowments, gifts, and requests made directly to any state institution of higher education should be maintained in law. However, this law is more appropriately located in Chapter 1352 of state statute. Therefore, this was taken out of 4-4-4.1 and still will be in 1352. The bill does enhance the degree of accountability and uniformity of practices. Issues of non-compliance would be lessened since we are now operating from the same page, the same set of standards, and is presented by Bureau of Financial Management, is presented with the approval of the Auditor General and the Department of Legislative Audit, and I urge your support of Senate Bill 50. If I can answer any questions, I'd be glad to do that.
Further questions? Further remarks?
Thank you.
Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of Senate Bill 50. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers?
Aye.
Apa?
Aye.
Bogue? Rose?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Dugard?
Aye.
DeHuick?
Aye.
Dennard?
No.
Dietrich Larry?
Aye.
Dietrich Elmer?
Aye.
Drake?
Aye.
Duxbury?
Aye.
Everest? Greenfield?
Aye.
Hagen? Hangey?
Aye.
Ham?
Aye.
Hotmacher?
No.
Cleven?
Aye.
Ketzel? Koskin?
Aye.
Madden?
Aye.
McCracken?
Aye.
McIntyre?
Aye.
Moore?
Aye.
Munson?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Putnam?
Aye.
Reedy?
Aye.
Staggers?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Simmons?
Aye.
Vitter?
Valesky, aye.
Whiting,
aye.
Senator Everest, Senator Everest, Senator Ketzel. Madam President, ayes 30, nays 2, excused 3.
Senate Bill 50 has received a majority vote of the members elect and is declared passed.